Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 231. In Egyptian mysticism, we are taught that our higher selves, once grounded in oneness, were cut into pieces and scattered far and wide, creating a forgetfulness of who we are with God, and thus the illusion of separation. It is then up to us, guided by the Holy Spirit, to find those pieces and put them back together, remembering the truth about ourselves and our brothers and sisters. Today, I realize that all I have ever sought is the love of God and the memory that would allow me to reclaim my true identity. Step 232. According to the law of mentalism, what I think is what I will manifest. Today, I choose to fill my mind with thoughts of God, and I know that as a result of that, my experience will be joyful and fulfilling. And according to the law of polarity, maintaining thoughts of God will secure me on the end of the pole where love reigns and fear is not a possibility. I give thanks for understanding and faithfully applying universal law. Step 233. Every day I'm admonished to choose to identify with and follow my higher self or the ego. Identifying with and following my higher self leaves me loving and powerful, while identifying with and following the dictates of the ego leave me powerless, weak, and afraid. Today, I choose to surrender my will and give all of my thoughts to my higher self and allow myself to be thankfully guided to a place where peaceful and abundant waters flow. Step 234. Being created as a thought out of the mind of God means that I am forever secure there. I may think that I can choose to walk away and be separate from God. However, that is an impossibility, as thought can never leave its source. I'm thankful that today I realize that I am safely and eternally locked in the mind of God, and no matter what I think I have done to compromise that, my perfection as a download of the divine remains intact. Step 235. It is God's will that creates and sustains me. When I erroneously identify as ego, it is that will that causes pain as it separates me from the love, peace, and perfection that God wills for me. I am thankful that I know the truth of my being, and that as the image and likeness of God, no matter what I do, my sinlessness remains intact. Step 236. In Egyptian mysticism, we are taught that each of us is comprised of five aspects. Each aspect can be likened to a finger on a hand. The thumb representing the Holy Spirit, the index finger, the higher self, the middle finger, the soul, the ring finger, the ego, and the baby finger, the body. The thumb and the index finger positioned on the left symbolize the spiritual. The ring and baby fingers on the right symbolize the physical, both of which are locked down positions. The middle finger, the only one that can move, represents the soul or mind, which is the part of us that chooses to focus on and identify with the Holy Spirit when in our right mind, or the ego when not. Whichever one I face rules me, and what I turn away from has absolutely no power. Today, I turn toward the spiritual and allow myself to rest powerfully in peace in the mighty arms of God. Step 237. God is my author, and to be exactly as created by the author is to be authentic. God has only one Son, and that Son is all of creation. Today, I accept that I am an integral part of the Sonship. I recognize and acknowledge that the magnificent work of art called creation is incomplete and inauthentic without me. And so, in appreciation of the gift given me, I choose to stand, shine, and represent. Step 238. When I look around at all of creation, I notice I am surrounded by beautiful, fragrant, delicious things. How can I see the beauty in other things and not recognize the beauty in each and every one of my human family members? Why is it so easy to love the diversity in every species except our own? Today, I choose to step away from that anomalous behavior and recognize that everything and everyone is God's beloved son, and as such, deserves my complete and unconditional love. Step 239. At creation, everything that God is was downloaded into me, makes up who I am, and is forever unchangeable. How can I be sinful and guilt-filled when my author is perfection, beauty, and love, whole, perfect, and complete? I am deeply thankful that I remain eternally authentic and that my being cannot be affected by my behavior or my circumstances. Step 240. As the image and likeness of God, we were created in love, as love, for love, to love. According to the law of polarity, there are two positions inside of which it is possible to stand, love or fear. However, since love is who we are, choosing fear would be to willfully ignore the truth and accept an illusion, and therefore a life where suffering insufficiency is the only possible outcome.